Hello, everyone. Welcome to Application 2 of the Optimization Training from Ken Wilber. Today's module is titled Shadow Vision. In this talk, Ken's going to explore the shadow, a Jungian term to describe repressed or rejected parts of our psyche, but not always negative. We can create shadow material by repressing positive aspects of our being as well, which can hinder us from achieving our full potential as human beings. Ken will explain in detail what the shadow is, and offer some practical ways of illuminating our shadow aspects to help us bring them online, from the dark to the light, from the hidden to the visible. Here's Ken.
Shadow is a generic term for what is often more technically called the personal unconscious. And so it means those aspects of our awareness that we have disowned, alienated, pushed out of awareness, repressed, denied, projected, and basically no longer assume responsibility for. They're not ours. And so it's a way of denying aspects of ourselves that we find uncomfortable or problematic or maybe sinful, or were punished for by our parents or our upbringing, in some cases by our peer group. But in all cases, it's material that is actually some important part of our own psyche, our own being, our own makeup, that we are not acknowledging. We're not really allowing its existence. We're pretending it's not there. In short, we're lying to ourselves about what is really the truth for us. And the locus of that lie is the shadow. And so we find shadow is something that particularly occurs because of evolution, because of development. Because in each case of evolution or in each step of development, we find a common series of processes occurring. So in development, as we move to a higher level, there has to be a differentiation from the previous level and a disidentification with it so that we can move to the next higher level. And then once at that higher level, we have to integrate it with the previous level. And something can go wrong in any of those areas. So if we're starting and differentiating from a particular level, we can either differentiate not enough, in which case part of our awareness remains fixated to the previous level. When we should be moving beyond, we remain stuck. And that creates a fixation. And that fixation creates an addiction to that component. We become addicted to what we should have let go of. On the other hand, that differentiation, as we're trying to move to the higher level, that can go too far. And we don't just differentiate, we dissociate. We disown, we alienate. And so now that is creating a alienation of this. And so we are now dissociated from it. And so we don't have a fixation or an addiction to the previous stage. We have an allergy. We have an avoidance of it. We are frightened of it, worried about it for some reason. So the simple fact that development is a differentiation, disidentification, and then integration, and something can go wrong at each of those steps, in particular, we can remain fixated to the previous stage, and that creates an addiction, or we can dissociate and alienate and disown the previous. And that creates an allergy. And so addictions and allergies are the two primary things that can go wrong. And they can go wrong at virtually every level or structure, and they can go wrong at virtually every state. And in each case, you get a different type of dysfunction, a different type of pathology, something going wrong in a different way. And these are all determined by the actual contour, the landscape of the level or the state where the problem occurs. So if something occurs, we have the simple levels of food, sex, power, love, self-expression. Something can go wrong with any of those. We can create a food addiction. We can also create a food allergy. We can create a sex addiction. We can create a sex allergy, puritanical. We can create a power addiction. We can create a power allergy. We can create a love addiction. We can create a love allergy. We can create a self-esteem addiction. We can create a self-esteem allergy, and so on. Same happens through states. Same happens to the rest of the levels or structures. And because that can happen and continue happening, what it means in each case is some important aspect of our consciousness is getting split off from our main self, from our main center of consciousness. And it's getting repressed, denied, disowned, alienated, or even when it's fixated to, then it's fixated there and not available to us up here. And so whether it's a fixation or a dissociation, an important part of our awareness is split off. And that becomes profoundly important in overall development. And it can bring development to a screeching halt at virtually any structure or any state.